Thus saith the Lord, cursed be the man that trusteth in man and maketh flesh his arm, and his heart departeth from the Lord. For he shall be like the heathen in the desert, and shall not see when good cometh, but shall inhabit the parched places in the wilderness, in a salt land and not inhabited. Blessed is the man that trusts in the Lord, and his hope the Lord is. For he shall be as a tree planted by rivers, by the waters. Sorry, I was quoting Psalm 1. For he shall be as a tree planted by the waters, and that spreadeth out her roots by the river, and shall not see when heat cometh, but her leaves shall be green, and shall not be careful in the year of drought, neither shall cease from yielding fruit. The heart is deceitful above all things, and desperately wicked. Who can know it? I, the Lord, search the heart, I try the reins, even to give every man according to his ways and according to the fruit of his doings. So God is saying, I am going to test your heart, and here's a problem. Your heart's wicked. Your heart wants to run to evil. Your heart wants to sin. Your heart wants to be in rebellion. Why? Because you're a prideful person. We're all prideful, and we have to try to humble ourselves. We have to try and lower ourselves and submit to the Word of God. That's what it means to trust in Him. You know, trusting in God sounds easy, it sounds nice, it sounds cool, but what it means in practicality is that you're not trusting in yourself. And it's actually one of the most difficult things you could possibly do, because you have, in your mind, you think that you're right, you know that you're right, you believe that you're right, but the Bible is different. It's not saying like, I agree with the Bible, it makes sense to me, I understand it, and I'm going to do it. It's saying, I don't agree, I don't like it, I don't want to, I'm going to do it anyways. That's what it really means to trust in the Lord. Just like Job. It's not like Job's like, I really love that I lost my children and lost all my money and I'm just scraping myself with these swords. This is so much fun. No, he's saying like, despite all of that, it doesn't make sense. It's frustrating. It seems like God's mad at me, but I'm going to trust in Him.